This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel on Sunday said it had recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, sparking outrage and despair amongst families. Protester Daria Giladi from Jerusalem.
This morning we're grieving. We're grieving the death of six hostages. They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The recovery sparked calls for mass protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive in a deal with Hamas to end the 10-month-old war. Yair Moses, whose father Gadi Moses was kidnapped from kibbutz near Oz, is still in Hamas captivity.
We are very, very sad and very, very angry about our government, that all they does is care about their position in the government. It doesn't care about the hostages and doesn't do anything in order to release them. The deal should have been signed long time ago, and these people for sure, like many others, could have been saved.
Negotiations over a ceasefire deal have dragged on for months. Netanyahu said Israel would hold Hamas accountable for killing the hostages in quote-unquote cold blood and blamed the militant group for the stalled negotiations, saying, quote, whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal, unquote. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip, hoping to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated northern and southern parts of the Strip. Ukraine launched waves of drone attacks, including 9 over Moscow and the surrounding region. The drones also targeted power plants and a refinery near Moscow, sparking fires, Russian officials said on Sunday. For expanded coverage of world news and events, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Police say a man will face misdemeanor charges after he stormed into the press area at Donald Trump's rally in Johnston, Pennsylvania, before being surrounded by authorities as the former president spoke at the campaign stop.
Is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?
The man was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident Friday came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage, and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. Passengers bought berths on a 3-year cruise. Months on, the Odyssey is still stuck in Belfast. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The ship was scheduled to visit 147 countries, with its villas or cabins starting at around $100,000 each. But it's now undergoing repair work that's postponed its scheduled May departure. Passenger Johan Bodin says the company has been transparent throughout, but that he and his wife are keen to finally set sail.
They've had a lot of hiccups, and we believe in what they're trying to do, but 3 months been a long time.
The ship is currently docked where the doomed Titanic was built more than a century ago, with passengers allowed to get on the ship only for meals and entertainment. The company has said the cruise liner is almost ready to depart. That's after work on the engines and the rudder. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Philippine authorities have raided a suspected illegal online gambling and cyber scam complex and taken into custody more than 160 people, mostly Chinese and Indonesians, who were committing internet-based crimes. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Philippine officials said Sunday that the raid by more than 100 government agents, backed by military intelligence Saturday on a resort compound on Lapu-Lapu City, was part of an ongoing crackdown after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. ordered a ban in July on widespread online gaming operations that cater mostly to clients in China, where illegal gambling is banned. Marcos said that the massive gambling operations have ignored Philippine laws and also committed other crimes, including financial scams, human trafficking, torture, kidnappings, and murder. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Rescuers have located a helicopter that went missing in Russia's Far East with 22 people on board, officials said. Russia's emergencies ministry said 17 bodies have been found so far. All those on board are presumed to have died, Russian state news agency RIA Novosti said, citing the emergencies ministry. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.